These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
Two lead cards for tonight, two lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads.
He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
All right, time for Hot Leads. We'll get you caught up on the day's top stories. We'll start at Daikin Park. Astros Angels still doing battle in the finale of a four-game set. Stros leading 5-3, bottom eight, runner on second, two outs for one Yordan Alvarez. We'll see how scary this
Angel pitcher. So they're going to walk him. They just had a meeting at the mound.
Yes. Remember, Burke, all you have to do is throw up four fingers, okay? Don't screw that up. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, throw him a strike, and he's going to be like, oh, my God, is that a strike?
Yeah, shocking all campaign by the Angels potentially forthcoming here.
Wasn't looking for that. There'd be a strike? The hell?
There you go. 98 totally right down the pipe.
Totally stunning. Yordan had no idea what the hell was going to happen there.
Shocking. Look, fellas, this guy hasn't seen a strike in a week, and the last time he did, he hit it for a home run, okay? So we're going to get him with a 98 over the outside corner. We'll see how that works out for us. So far, so good. Astros have gotten a hell of a start today out of Luis Garcia in his 2025 debut for the Stros. Six innings, three hits, three runs, three earned, no walks, six Ks PC. How's that for a guy that ain't pitched for 2.5 years?
Man, Luis Garcia battled his ass off. And for a guy whose velocity is way down, He got the job done today. Just kept hitters off balance. By the way, they threw Yordan a second strike. And let's just say Cam Smith has scored. It is 6-3.
Yep.
Because Yordan Alvarez banged a base hit.
You know what the Astros dugout's saying right now? You suck.
Bam.
You suck. You suck. You suck. How about that? Yordan Alvarez has a little bit of that clutch gene, I've heard.
It has been rumored in the past that he has the ability to turn games upside down.
Yeah, buddy. Let's see. What did that drive in two?
No, just one. There's only one guy on.
Okay.
Jeremy Pena. Cam Smith scoring from second base on the base hit by Yordan Alvarez. It is 6-3.
Let's go.
Yordan's day is done.
So, speaking of Cam Smith today... 2-for-4, two runs scored now. He's got a stolen base.
He's got two stolen bases.
Two stolen bases. That's right. He just did it again, huh?
Jacob Melton is running for Yordan Alvarez.
Evidenced by that 14-inch tear in his baseball pants on the left butt cheek for Cam Smith. Biggio dirty today.
He is filthy today. Yordan was playing left field today, so not a surprise that with the 6-3 lead, they will pinch run for Yordan, and they will bring Melton in to improve the defense. I would expect Dubon will move to left field. He was in the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Statistically, Yordan Alvarez is a tad bit better of an offensive player when he does play left field. So
these are true. And Jacob Melton just stole second base, and the Astros have run wild on the bases today. You mentioned Cam Smith has two steals. Pena has a steal. Christian Walker has a steal, and now Jacob Melton has just stolen the Astros' fifth base of the day.
That's awesome. Five rips. Let's go. Shout out to Caleb Ort, who came in and pitched a clean seventh inning. Did allow a hit, but struck out two on 13 pitches. Brian King, a clean eighth inning. Let's see if the Astros can get a little bit more insurance for Brian Abreu to pitch the ninth. They get a little bit more, and you might not see Brian Abreu in the ninth. I don't know. We'll keep you up to date. H-Town post-game show forthcoming at the conclusion. Hey, how about Justin Verlander turning back the clock yesterday? Shout out to that dude. It's been a really rough season for him. He earned his third win of the year. I think he's 3-10 now. Five innings, three hits, four walks, but 10 strikeouts, which forced Sarah Langs, the great statistician in Major League Baseball, to have all kinds of fun on Twitter yesterday. Saw this nugget from her. Verlander, 42 years of age, the oldest pitcher with 10 or more strikeouts in a game since Randy Johnson did it in 2008. Pause. Jose Altuve.
Altuve!
continues to be a badass. Hit his 24th Dingerooski of the year.
That is a two-run homer.
Two-run shot. Astros up 8-3.
And I expect we might see Craig Kimbrell instead of Brian Abreu in the ninth.
Let's go, big dog.
Let's go!
Somebody's got to be warming with Kimbrell on the mound.
Both of them were warming up.
So. Keep the other guy warm, okay? Kimbrell, things can get out of hand, you know, in a hurry with that guy on the mound. But check this out, dude.
Astros doing what they do, score late.
Justin Verlander yesterday threw 124 pitches in 5 innings. 124. You know the last time Justin Verlander threw 120-plus pitches in a baseball game? He was a Houston Astro, and he did this.
Ground ball to third. Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander. Another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career.
That was 2019. Just so happens.
Didn't Abraham Toro hit the home run in the eighth inning to give them the lead?
I believe so. I don't think you're wrong on that. Today is the anniversary of Justin Verlander's third career no-hitter that he performed as a Houston Astro against the Toronto Blue Jays. The
White Walkers.
Did what he did yesterday against the Baltimore Hoes, but I thought that was pretty cool. We got good Texans news earlier today. We just played the D'Amico Ryans press conference for you that he had earlier this afternoon. In it, he announced that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on track to be available for the season opener against the Rams on Sunday. Gardner-Johnson, with a knee injury, had practiced last month at the Greenbrier. Scary scene, but not scary news. In fact, you know, a change, some good news. Gardner-Johnson did not tear the ACL or any L that we know of, and now is on track to play football for the Texans week one.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Yes, sir. Other Texans news.
I'm so hoping to see C.J. Gardner-Johnson after rumors of his demise were greatly exaggerated. Grab himself a pick week one.
Oh, let's go.
Take it to the house and then strut like hell.
Yeah, not just a pick, but a pick six. That'd be cool. Texans added a speedy former Texas Longhorn to their practice squad. 23-year-old Silas Bolden, undrafted rookie this year, cut by the Vikings after their training camp, was picked up by the Texans, signed to their practice squad. Bolden, did you know, is one of C.J. Stroud's best friends because they grew up in, I like saying this, Rancho Cucamonga, California together.
I did not know that. I thought maybe he was one of his best friends because he runs a sub-4 440.
That too. 4.38 at the UT Pro Day earlier this year.
But, that's mildly fast. That is not deceptively fast. It's just fast.
That's flat out fast. He's 5'8", 160, and the official time was 4.38.
He's a tank clone.
That's what I thought, bro.
He's a tank clone.
The two played basketball and youth football together. In Cali.
I guess so. He was the point guard.
Get one of his dogs in here, man. Let's go. Let's go. You know, something that that probably is kicked into the carpet, but Nick Caserio actually said something in his word salad last week at the press conference in that they were talking about like roster construction, and he made it a point to say, and I'm paraphrasing, but dude, just because you're on the practice squad doesn't mean you're not going to be helping the football team at some point in time. Outside of just injury this season. Like, they feel like they have some dudes on the practice squad that could help them win games. Maybe Silas Bolden is one of them, who, by the way, is a really good return man, punt returner.
He's your insurance dude. Yeah. If something happens to Berrios.
Yeah, and look, you need it. You need good insurance. You don't just need a regular guy. You need dudes, and he's a dude.
By the way, Craig Kimbrell in for the ninth inning. But much like what you were talking about, the Texans and the practice squad, right?
Yeah.
Some teams use the practice squad as like a redshirt year. Mm-hmm. Here, we're just going to stash you on the practice squad. You're going to learn our system. You're going to get ready. And this way, next year, you're going to make the team type of thing. The Texans don't use the practice squad like that. The Texans really use it like an extension of the roster. And they will bring guys up off the practice squad seemingly every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we need, you know, what do we want to attack? Against our opponent this week. Do I need an extra tight end? Elevated. Do I need an extra DB? Elevated. Are we going to bring a lot of pressure? All right, extra defensive tackle. Elevated, right? So they really use the practice squad. And I mean, Nick's not lying. They use it like an extension of the roster. And being on the Texans practice squad is not a redshirt year.
Yeah.
And he, you better be ready to go.
He's really talked about, you know, the team of, you know, whatever it is, like 72 guys or whatever they have. Like, instead of just, it's not the 53, it's not the 46 or 48 active on day.
It's for them, it's the 70 because they have the international player.
Yeah.
But usually it's the 69.
Yeah, the 69. 69, very good.
You get 16 practice squatters and 53 guys on the roster. Usually it's the 69.
Just real quick, because we haven't talked about it. We haven't had time. There's just so much other stuff, man.
Look at the Stro poll. Which former ace in your Astros prime would you choose to go down the stretch? And people did not choose Justin Verlander, who, like, literally was unhittable down the stretch when they got him in 2017.
Nolan Ryan's not a bad choice.
Yeah, but as great as Nolan Ryan is, nobody ever in their Astros career, nobody was terrified of facing him the way they were terrified of facing Verlander, or in 86, the way the Mets were terrified of facing Mike Scott.
Yeah.
The whole league was terrified.
Can I tell you
of
something?
Mike Scott.
I don't know that I would have chosen either one of them, because neither one of them, as Astros, got a great deal of run support. And Verlander this year for the Giants, not a great deal of run support.
Oh, he gets negative run support.
They scored 13 runs for his ass yesterday.
About time. That might be more than they've scored from in a month.
Like, Nolan Ryan, like, had a losing record with a 289 ERA one time as an Astro, I think. It was stupid.
And that's true. I mean, look, sometimes, like, he played on some Astros teams that weren't that great.
No. You talk about squandering a guy.
I mean, I'll tell you what. If the Astros could somehow go back in time and pluck guys out, can we pluck Cesar Cedeno out? That dude was a baller.
Yeah.
People don't realize how great a player Cedeno was.
Yeah, you know, baller. And, you know, being is that the Astros kind of need some outfielders from time to time. It was an answer to a Stroh's poll question over the weekend. I think it was last week, and maybe it was Friday. Eric Anthony. How would you like to have Eric Anthony? They were like, the guy, one of the hints was star on the seat in the dome. And I always knew Eric Anthony. That thing was like a 442-foot home run he hit back in the day.
I mean, Cesar Cedeno, for his entire 17-year career, had a 790 OPS while playing in the dome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does that translate to? Like, take that and
at
insert
Daikin,
into Fenway.
Just add another, like, make that an 890.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest hitters of all time territory.
I mean, Cesar Cedeno hitting 40 doubles, stealing, you know, 55, 60 bases.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and he still hit like 20 home runs, which at Daikin would probably be 30 because, well, very much easier for right-handed hitter to hit home run at Daikin Park than the Dome.
Yeah, go figure.
Where balls went to die.
Coming up next, we'll roll into the 4 o'clock hour, and unless Craig Kimbrell decides to make things very interesting here, we'll have an H-Town postgame show. Stay there.